Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Yeah. What's up, everybody? My name is PDP. You're coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, owner and creator, saying not disrespectfully, and I'm giving you the word on the street. You heard me, man. I heard Jay-Z and Beyonce moving to LA. Jay-Z will be getting in the film industry. Then we got Wiz Khalifa talking about he does not want to get back with Amber Rose. And he, I guess he got the best of it. That is his baby mama. That's his wife. They got a divorce or something like that. Who knows what's going on in the celebrity world, right? Yeah, I know. That's right. Also, man, it's a very important day. It's a very important day. I can't stress that enough. It's a very important day for these kids that's out there signing a letter of intent. So I just want to say congrats to all the signees out there. Man. Believe people when they tell you this is the biggest decision that you will make in your life. You can't go in and thinking that. You can't have your booty hole sitting on top. So if you still haven't made a decision yet, don't stress over. Just let God be the man with the plan. You know what I'm saying? They say the only way to make God laugh is to tell him your plan. So everybody has a clue or maybe a hint of where they want to go. But we're gonna get into that. We got a lot of stuff. Also, Stephen Ivey's going to call me in. He's going to bless the show. So whenever he do, I'm going to go ahead and let him do his thing. But before I get into it, I'm going to say, I came to win. Yeah, that's right, baby. We got
I came to win. To conquer.
Thank you.
had children. So then that's 150,000. Total, over a million people came out of Egypt. Over a million people came out of Egypt, and it's one man leading the charge, Moses. And I'm pretty sure for Moses it was scary. How do I get over a million people to get through this sea, to get over this sea, and away from Pharaoh? And so Bible says Moses tried to tell them to calm down, and they're going to see the salvation of the Lord and all this kind of stuff. And Moses simply, God told Moses, he said, why are you crying out to me? He said, keep moving forward. And he said, he said something very interesting. He said, take the staff in your hand and raise it. And something that's also about the staff is the staff Moses had with him for forever. The staff was a part of Moses. He was it was something that he had when Moses, even before he had came to Egypt, when God first met Moses, the staff was a part of Moses. And the point I'm making is that God can use whatever we have, whatever we have in us, whatever we have with us, to perform a miracle, to work in our favor. And that's why I'm saying, give it all that you have, and don't make excuses, because whatever you have right now, God can use it. God told Moses, take that staff and lift it up, and God parted the Red Sea, and allowed them to walk through on dry ground. All the million of that whole nation to walk on the dry ground through the sea. And Pharaoh's army, the Bible says, was drowned by the Red Sea. And this last point is, it's amazing how God, when we have God on our side, how he'll allow us to walk through things that other people drown in.
Say that again.
I said it's amazing how God will allow us to walk through things that other people drown in. And right now you might be in the situation where you don't have enough money to do whatever you're trying to do. You might not have the education. You might be at a lack. But God, by trusting in God, God will always provide. So give it all that you have, where you are, make no excuses, and leave nothing in the place.
Man, hey, I just say right there, hey, that's crazy. That's word for real, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's what Mr. Avi say. Do not give up. Give it all you got. Give it all you got, man. You know, what you say, it's amazing how some people might drown in. So say it again, Mr. Avi, because that right there, man. I might have to steal that one from you.
Said it's amazing how God will allow you to walk through things that other people drown in.
Wow, just like that. Oh, man. And I know there's somebody out there that's going through some hard times. Just listen to Mr. Avi right there, man. Just let these people know how they can find you, man. Go ahead and give them, like, an email, your if you're on Twitter, your Facebook, and all that.
Okay. I am on Facebook, Stephen Avi. You can find me at Stephen Avi. Stephen with a P-H, I-V-E-Y. You can find me on Twitter at Professor Ivy, P-R-O-F-E-S-S-A, Ivy. Then I also have a page that I do through blogs. It's called Professor Speaks, P-R-O-F-E-S-S-A, Speak. You can find that. I forget the actual website address for it, but I have a blog page. That's it.
Okay, alrighty, that's what's up, man. So go ahead and find him on Twitter. I'm getting at you on Twitter right now as soon as I find you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't follow you on Twitter, so I'm gonna go ahead and try to find you real quick over here on Twitter. But in the meantime, thank you for blessing the show, Mr. Ivy. Feel free. I just like for everyone who was out here listening yesterday. If you listened to Word on the Street yesterday, I kind of gave you a brief thing, you know, about me working at the radio station part-time and, like, stay ready so you'll never got to get ready and all this. So, and I told you that I walked in and they asked me to do a reggae commercial. So, I got to play it for you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's like, stay ready, so you ain't never got to get ready. I was nervous. I ain't never talked reggae a day in my life. I ain't never did this. I'm always in and out of the radio station. I'm always on my feet, always on the fly. And right now I'm just trying to, you know, get full time in the radio station and eventually get my own show. In which I know it's gonna happen. They say speaking into existence. So it's coming. But in the meantime, go ahead and listen to my Rasta style reggae.
Club 97 is doing a Rasta style every Thursday, and this Thursday is the biggest fest of all fest.
I wanna love you and treat you right.
2015 Bob Marley Reggae Fest, 6401 Avenue Q, Club 97.
Don't you rock my boat.
Bob Marley Reggae Fest. This Thursday, enjoy 50s and Wells at midnight at $2 domestics. All night long this Thursday, Bob Marley Reggae. $2 domestics, $50 Wells at midnight, and $2 domestics all night long this Thursday. Enjoy reggae night all night this Thursday and every Thursday at Club 97, 5401 Avenue Q.
Yeah, that's it. Watch the staff, Club 97. Hey, Mr. Ivy, did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Could you tell that it was me, huh?
I actually didn't. If you wouldn't have said anything about it, I wouldn't have known that was you, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was me, man. I was like, yeah, stay ready so you ain't never got to get ready. Yeah, so you guys out there listening, man, stay positive no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. And when you get that opportunity, always stay ready so you ain't never got to get ready. You know what I'm talking about? And just like if you were somebody just like Wiz Khalifa. You like who? I said just like Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, the word on the street, man. He put Amber Rose on blast, man, and saying no thanks. And when it comes to getting back to his wife, Amber Rose, and I'm about to read you some tweets verbatim. If you guys were on Twitter last night, I'm gonna read you some tweets. He started off with seeing my boy all is well. You know, and then he goes to proceed. Then he goes, things quickly went into left. You know what I'm saying? And called Amber Rose a fat. And if you guys don't know who Amber Rose is, Amber Rose, she's from the Philadelphia area. Started out to be a stripper, and then ended up getting with Kanye West. And Kanye West ended up getting with Wiz Khalifa. But everybody's talking about how, like, she'd be getting, you know, be getting ran through, some people might say. You know what I'm talking about? But getting tossed up. But she got Wiz Khalifa, and, you know, and settled down. So this is what Wiz Khalifa had to say. A woman who would do something to a kid to spite their kid's father is a foul creature. A woman who would do something to a kid to spite that kid's father is a foul creature. Hey. And then he goes on to say, sucks when people try to use that against you, but the cool part is figuring out how much self-control that you have. So to the men out there that who feel we just actually get to see it with Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose. But to the men out there, to the everyday people, if you got a baby mom out there or it's your wife or something, man, you know, you feel like she's trying to come against you and use that kid against you, it's like, hey, just like Wiz Khalifa say, you got to have some self-control. Like, she try to get you to come at her violently or yell or do something. Have some self-control. Always take a deep breath. Love conquers all and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Don't let her get any power. So which can coincide from an athlete and also on a sports field. Because today is February 4th. If you are a college signee, you just signed your contract today. Yes, you just signed your contract. You just signed your life away. And in the midst of all that, you could be in the middle of a huge decision, man.
You could be in the middle of a huge decision because you got these people telling you need to go here because of the girls. You're telling these people you need to go here because you're going to play early. You need to go here because you can get they have a great law program. Or you can go here because they got a great nursing program. Or you can go here because this is a black school. Or you can go here because this is a prestigious school if you want to start your own business. Man, there's so much stuff that goes into signing a letter of intent that you guys don't know. It'll drive you crazy. It physically made me sick. Honestly. The God truth, I can sit here, God truth, and say, man, that recruiting process on the outside looking in is so exciting. It's you want to be in that kid's shoes so bad because it's just like you got these colleges looking at you. You got these college coaches coming at you. I remember my senior year after his name is Steve Kraftdorf, treated me like a nobody. I want to say, my sophomore year or something. Going into my junior year, treated me nobody. And Steve Kraftdorf, he used to be the coach of University of Tulsa. He was a coach for Buffalo Bills. And all that, just to give you just a little, just a little background. But I'm gonna tell you just how much of a business that it is. So I'm going into my junior year, right? I go into this is my first and only camp that I only participate in, and I'm one of the youngest guys there. I'm with Jason Union, some of those big name schools, and people who got some talent and stuff. So I'm just a little small black boy from Muskogee who about to run in some Air Forces. Then this dude told me I could use his track shoes. Long story short, man, Kraftdorf, I was all pro Kraftdorf, all pro University of Tulsa. They was not all pro Pete. So I guess you can't really blame them because I started every game my sophomore year, but I was at corner. So after they treated me like a nobody, and then I got down and ran my 40, and I ran up my 40 in 4.32 seconds. I'm the fastest runner on the camp. Now Kraftdorf want to be all on me. And just so you guys know, Les Miles did the same thing at Oklahoma State. First he found out who I was, oh, that's Pete Richardson. And it was like the grass ain't always greener on the other side. So that's what he told me. And also, he also told the dude named Marlon Winley to come to Texas Tech with me. Also, Brent Nickerson, the dude who also came to Texas Tech with me. And that was crazy how we was all at Oklahoma State, too, at the same time. But prior to that, Tulsa didn't want nothing to do with me. And Tulsa was sorry. Tulsa was like one of those, they was in the WAC conference. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't seem interested to me. But once I ran that 4.32, that was pro Pete. Kraftdorf came to my practices. Coach Munkin, he was my recruiting coach, coming, taking me and my girlfriend out. It was just like, it was crazy. And then I got Texas A&M always at my baseball practices. I'm getting letters here and there. When I tell you, I'm getting invited. I go the first period my junior year. What's her name? Miss Yawberry. That was my first period teacher. And just never mind, the reason why my mail would get sent to the high school was because I lived 15 miles away, which is a small town called Radnor, because my mama kicked me out in ninth grade. So I'm up there living, and my mom and my dad worked at Just Done, which is a prison in a small town called Taft, Oklahoma. So he'll drive the back way, drop me off at school, which I used to be the first one there. And then he would circle on around the tag. You know, then I would have to stay leave my girlfriend out of my best friend house all the way until midnight to whenever he would get off. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, the situation was crazy. But I would go to first period, and I got a stack of letters. I'm talking about getting invited to Nike camps. I'm getting letters from everywhere. Even, like, Ivy League schools, you know, Dartmouth, Yale, everywhere. I'm just getting mail. And not only am I just getting mail from there, I'm getting mail from everywhere in the Big 12, every only school that honestly did not only school that didn't offer me really, they just invited me to the spring game was Oklahoma Sooners, and that's ultimately why I really wanted to go though. Come on, from Oklahoma, you really want to go to Oklahoma Sooners? But anyway, long story short, I ended up breaking my leg senior, and my senior high school had still was getting highly recruited, kept my scholarships, but still out of Oklahoma State. Excuse me. And yeah, but the recruiting process was just freaking. It was amazing. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't have it no other way. But it can make you sick, especially if you got some people in your ear telling you the wrong things. So for the people that's out there signing, for the signees, man, take a deep breath, take your time, cause this this decision that you're about to make right now, you got to look into the town. You got to look into the school. You got to look at the roster. What are you going there for? Yes, you're going there for your education, but your primary goal is to play football. They're going to tell you your primary goal is school. But, hey, once you get there, you're going to be in for a rude awakening if you think you're going to have to – if you think study is going to be more important than football. Because they're going to say – because you got study hall for that. You got 8 hours of study hall. You got to get in. Your 8 hours a week, you got to get in. So let me break it down to you. Let me break it down for you guys about this signing your life away, because this is an amazing opportunity that you guys do have. Don't get me wrong, it's an amazing opportunity. Man, there's so little percentage that just want to go Division II and can't go, maybe Division III. But I'm talking to the D1 athletes out there. And then if you go on Division II or Division III, listen to me, because you're going to be ahead whenever you get to school by just doing what the D1 people do, because the Division II and Division III people don't do it. They're not physically and mentally inclined to do what the Division I person is doing, because when you're an athlete, you only do what you are really almost primarily do what you're told to do. So, first of all, you got a sign this letter of intent. Your boy is telling you good job. You're probably about to be on – you're not on the video game already. You're about to be on your video game. So, your boy is at home pumping you up. Your girlfriend that she probably didn't have for 3 or 4 years is pumping you up. And just make sure you strap up. If y'all having sex, strap up. But most importantly, wait till you're married. But, hey, strap it on up when you get to your girl. You know what I'm saying? You got the prom coming up in a few months. But your boy's pumping you up. Your family, your uncles, your nephew, you get it, kid, folks. You know, everybody, man, just like, yo, man, I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it, man. Never your day one homies will be like, yeah. But, hey, but I'm going to be aware of something. There's going to be a little bit of animosity. There's always a little jealousy. There's always a little envy that's coming from your circle. But you gotta know who those are, because you got to realize Jesus had Judas in his circle. So just imagine, if somebody can kill Jesus, somebody can also, might not physically kill you, but they can maybe spread a rumor. They can do something that, and they know you're supposed to be working out, but they can ask you to go out and drink, or they can go to this party or whatnot. So you got to watch, keep your grass cut, because now you signed that letter of intent. You are not your own property. Whatever you do is going to focus, is going to reflect off of that school. Just for instance, if you come to the great school of Texas Tech and become a Red Raider and play up under the great coach Cliff Kingsbury, you know what I'm saying? And everything that you do is going to say Texas Tech Red Raider. Boom. Prime example, Nigel Bethel. Great, great freshman. Came in here after his little incident that happened in the rec center by hitting the girl. Man, like his future was almost gone. All that hard work to get here his freshman year, then he got in trouble off the field incident. Like, but then he ended up bouncing back. Thank you. Ended up bouncing back, did his thing, and was a great, tremendous asset to the Texas Tech defense. He really has a bright future ahead of him. So for you guys, so for you signees out there that's out there about to sign a letter of intent, man, just be smart. Do what's best for you. And when it comes to playing another sport, just because you signed in a letter of intent, do you, because you never know what's meant to happen. You never know what's meant to be. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And for you people who's thinking about walking on, work out. People who's thinking about walking on, work out. People who's thinking about walking on, work out. You got to work out. You know what I'm saying? Because people who play D1, yeah, we crazy. But people who walk on to D1 are crazy. And let me break it down to you. First, signing this letter of intent, right? Yeah, just like I said, everybody pumping you up. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy yourself. Don't be in a rush to get to school. Because you want me to tell you why? I'm going to tell you why. As soon as you get there, it's over for you. When I say it's over, I'm talking about, man, football is a job. It is a business at the end of the day. And for the players out there, because when you come to get to my age, it's only natural when you're 70. It's kind of like the people in high school who will be like, man, the coach ain't trying to play me. He don't like me. You know, it's just the same thing in college. Coach don't want to play me. He don't like me. It's like, nah, man, you're his livelihood, man. You're how he's feeding his family. His family is eating based off of your performance. So why not play the best player? So it's not all the – don't take it personal because the coach is not playing you. You take that home, and then you lay in your bed, and then you realize when you got to get better at it, then the next day you work on it. The other next day you continue to work on it. And then you try to compete with yourself. Don't compete with somebody else.
Because once you could start to compete with somebody else, that's the time that you put it into somebody else, and that's the time that you're going to lose, player. So keep it real with yourself. The coaches, this is the business. That's how they feed in their family. So I know me personally is not going to purposely set the best player on the bench because I don't like him to play the number two or number three, in which I know they can get burned all day if they're a corner, and then I'm out of a job. So don't never take it personal. Don't never take it personal. Don't never take it personal. And then, sign a letter of intent, then you're going to go through fall camp. Fall camp, let me tell you, man, we went through 17 days before we even got a break. I mean, a day off. 17 days. I remember asking my running back coach, Seth Luttrell, I was like, coach, and this is after we done went 14 days straight. 14 days straight. Don't get me wrong, I ain't no punk. You know what I mean? I'm a very hard worker. But I was just wondering, coach, when we going to get a day off? He goes, look at your itinerary. I said I did. I don't want to believe it. And then he goes, yeah, man, we still got three more days. And then after that, we got one day off, and then we get right back into practice. And then this is that year when Mike Jones was popping, Paul Law was popping, Slim Thug was popping. The radio station while I'm working right now was popping. You know what I mean? So Paul Wall came through. Mike Jones came through. I remember that saying a roll call. Who Mike Jones? We was like, who Mike Jones? And he came in. Man, I'm telling you. So, like, it's gonna be hell. You know what I mean? But it's also heaven at the same time. You just gotta make it in your head that ain't nobody gonna outwork me. I'm here to play. I'm here to study. And I'm here to get my family about it. Because you want to know what? It's easy to go out there and sell drugs. It's easy to go out there and say, man, forget this because shoot, man, I can go out here and pimp these hoes, as some people might say. You know, especially when you're that old, when you're that age, and people put you on a pedestal. People want to be a womanizer, man. I'm about to go mess with these hoes or do something like that. Nah, player, just chill. Keep your grades on your mind. Keep football on your mind, and just worry about being a better person. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's all about your decision is going to reflect whether that's a good decision or a bad decision. You know what I'm saying? Because every decision has consequences. Every decision has results. You're going to learn that once you get into school. Because, man, it's going to be the best time of your life, I guarantee you. If you had a great time in high school, just imagine in college. But let me warn you. Some people can go to a somebody to a nobody real quick. You said again, a lot of you guys are going to go from a somebody to a nobody real quick. But when I say, when I say nobody, on the public, on the outside, people going to know you signed to wherever you went. People, the fans are going to know. Inside the team, you know, is going to know. But while you're in the midst of everything, sometimes you're not going to be first string. Sometimes you're not going to be second string. Sometimes you might not even be third string. But you're still going to be there on scholarship doing it. And you're going to feel like a nobody. And you're going to go into this little rut. And sometimes you're going to be like, man, I don't want to go to practice. Or, man, I ain't even playing. I don't even want to go to class. Or, I ain't even doing this. I don't want to go to study, y'all. But I'm going to tell you, stay strong, man. Because sometimes, especially when you're in the midst of all that, you do feel like a nobody sometimes. Especially if you're not getting no game time. Especially if your coach is all down your back. But I'm going to tell you, when the coach is all down your back, that means he still cares. And if he's not, that's when you need to worry and probably start looking to go to another school. You know what I mean? So, man, you gotta find a coping mechanism. Find something that you do already for free, and don't nobody gotta tell you to do it. Because I'm telling you, that's what you need to rebuke back to whenever you start going through those hard times in college. Because sometimes you're gonna feel alone. Sometimes you're gonna feel disgraceful. Sometimes you want to feel like you want to drink a lot of alcohol. Sometimes you want to feel like you want to smoke a lot of weed. Sometimes you want to feel like you want to go have a lot of sex. Man, but, hey, just because it's there, people are going to present that to you, but you got to know when to say no. You got to know when to just say, nah, I'm going to fall back, bro, even though I'm not getting no game time, even though I'm getting a lot of game time, even though whatever it is. I'm going to give you an example. Everybody knows who won the national championship of the first college playoff system that ever came in college football this year, and that was the Ohio State Buckeyes. But let's rewind it. Let's see. I think, man, this was back in 2005, I think, when Maurice Claret just blew up off of the map. Maurice Claret was the number one running back going into, he was the number one running back. But let me tell you, let's rewind it to the beginning of that season.
Well, Marvin, he was actually he left high school early. He was there that spring, and he in his mind he was like, I need to be the best. You know what I'm saying? Just like the modern day beast mode right now. You know, that was Maurice Correct. So he came in that spring and he changed everybody's record at Ohio State because you guys should watch that 30 for 30 Youngstown Boys on Netflix because it's really intriguing. It's very educational wise. It's very inspirational too because you can see no matter who you are, man, God will humble you. No matter who you are, God is going to humble you. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, Maurice came in that spring, then that fall, he wanted to start a job. He actually played against Texas Tech the first game of the season in. The first drop, Texas Tech. Hey, this is cool. Yeah, he did. The Red Raiders sure did. But then the rest of the game, the Red Raiders couldn't hang. The Red Raiders could not hang. And I know those are the guys that was out there, too. Because that was actually, yeah, that was my senior year in high school that I'm watching all this, right? But yeah, Maurice Correct. Number one running back. Man, everywhere on ESPN, Cove, he was just four little black kids who ended up working his butt off and got up out of the hood. You know what I'm saying? Which was Youngstown. Got up out of the hood and became the number one running back. And he had this persona. I'm a beast, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? But the national championship, a lot of people don't know, he lost one of his really good friends. And Ohio State was supposed to fly him home so he could make it to the funeral. And then he was going to fly back and play in the game. But he said he was set by his phone all day just to see if the if they were going to call. And Coach Trussell and them never called or nothing. He never got to see, like, his best friend get buried, you know what I'm saying? Even though he got shot, he got killed over some gang-related terms, but that was still his best friend. So at the end of the day, Ohio State didn't want to be affiliated with that. So with that being said, that Maurice Correct never played another down in college after that national championship. Ended up getting, but in the midst of that, he ended up getting drafted. But that's just a long story short. But when he got drafted, he had picked up drinking. He had picked up, I don't know if he was smoking or not, but they said he picked up drinking. And then he ultimately going to jail because he got cut from the Broncos because he was so much into alcohol. That work ethic, that beast that he became was gone because that beast started turning into alcohol. Instead of waste. So all right. So that was Maurice Correct. That freshman year was a great year, but some things didn't go his way. So he just kind of trickled. He didn't have a great coping mechanism. He didn't have a good foundation to lean on. But that's fast forward to this year, Ohio State. Same thing. So everybody knows Ohio State. Well, they won that in a great fashion. Everybody thought Marietta and them Oregon Ducks was going to do it. I mean, they went down there, they went down there and you know, the first possession they scored, and I kind of had that feeling. I had that feeling that you know, that Ohio State, you know, Oregon had to work a little bit too hard for that. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a spectator at the end of the day. But anyways, let me finish my story. You fast forward to this year. Ohio State was on a third-string quarterback, bro. The third-string quarterback, down one, down two. Reminds me of any given Sunday with Willie Beeman. But anyways, the starter ended up being Cardale Jones, who was the third-string quarterback. But let's take it back prior, let's say, what, prior 4 to 5 years, same student. Who tweets out saying, man, forget class. I'm here to play football. Class, you know, basically turned down education. But anyway, got into some trouble. Got suspended. But he had a good, well, I don't know for sure, but you can tell by the way he carried himself and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And dude, instead of like breaking down, over the years, stay positive, have some good coping mechanism. And then, not even the beginning of the season, bro. This was what, the Big Ten Championship, then the first playoff game, then a national championship. Come on! This dude stayed positive. Instead of giving in and giving up, he stayed there, worked on his grades, things happening, and then, boom! His number got called. Like I said, when I walked into the radio station, hey, you got to stay ready and say you don't never got to get ready, bro. You know what I'm saying? So we stayed ready, man. Went out there and won that Big Ten Championship. Then went out there and won that
Then he went out there and beat Alabama. Woo! Come on now. Then he went out there and beat Oregon, the favorites. Like, come on, just stay positive. No matter what you've done and what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So for you signees out there, man, you about to enjoy this little window that you got before, right now until you got to report. Because once you report, it's all business from there. You know, it's easy, like I said, it's easy to go out there, sell drugs, mess around with women, do all that. But it's hard to make sure your mama get out the hood. And I'm going to tell you how you get your mama out the hood. You get your mama out the hood. If you're not one of that 0.1% that's getting drafted, you gotta get some grades up. Man, get you a business idea. Go to class. Get home. Go to church. Get in the Word. You know what I'm saying? And come up with a business idea of how you can put your family on. You know what I'm saying? Take it back home. Get a business idea. You know, get a nonprofit idea. You like to cut hair. Get you a barbershop idea. Get you a restaurant idea. Do something. Do some research on it. Do some background on it. Work on it while you in school. So whenever you get out, you can put your homies on. You can put yourself on it. Go work on a different business venture. I'm just telling you from experience. Experience is the best teacher. You know what I'm talking about, but I can go on about that all day. So you signees, man, no matter what you've done, always remember the source. Stay humble. God humbles the best of us in many miley ways. A lot of you guys are going to find yourself in a hard time. A lot of you guys are going to find out who you are. But the people that's signing with you right now are going to be the ones that's finishing with you. Trust me, I know from a fact. You're going to be like, nah, man, some people might end up dead. Some people are going to drop out. Some people are going to get pregnant. I mean, going to get somebody pregnant and can't handle it and want to drop out. But I'm going to tell you one thing, always breathe. Always breathe. Because no matter what, sports is only phase one, bro. It's only phase one. So you got to keep going. I mean, you got to keep going. You got life after college. It's going to seem like it's never going to end. But trust me, it will end, and you're going to wish you were still in, but it's going to end. So if you're not going pro, get you a business idea. Put that work ethic to business. Put that work ethic to something to right now that you do for free. So once you start to get paid doing it, it's going to be like you ain't even working. They say do what you love and love what you do, and the rest will make your dreams come true. Ha-ha! That's what I'm going to end it with. Just like that! Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what that is. I had a little bit more news I wanted to get into. That was a lot more like entertaining, but you know, you gotta stay true to your roots. Football is what got me here to this point. Doing radio, football is what got me through school. Football is keeping me out of jail and keeping me positive right now. So man, I gotta give my wisdom to my people signing the national and letters of intent right now today, because I'm telling you it's a highly stressful but also relieving day. And for some people, the recruiting process will die down, and some people will stay the same just to make sure you're going to actually come in there. Because, hey, man, you know, Texas Tech lost the number one quarterback in the recruiting process, you know, but he still might change his mind. Baylor didn't end up losing, but Baylor's still probably going to pick him up. But, oh, well, you know, what do I know? No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And this is the word on the street, but what I just gave you ain't the word on the street. It's actually the word of wisdom from PDP. So listen to what I say. When all things break down, always just, hey, get in your room by yourself and pray. Get in your room by yourself and pray. And remember, Rasta style. Well, that's the word on the street with Pity P. Hope everybody out there have a blessed day. Just like I say, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. Find you some motivation, education, and inspiration. Just like that, I'll holler at you guys tomorrow. P-E-E-E. Yeah, who is that? Hey, just saw a baby. Peace.